because I'm tired of making up intros for this show. This is MongoCast episode 75 for February 1st, 2007. Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of MuggleCast. Everyone, how's everyone doing today?
Awesome.
Pretty awesome. Good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. We got some voicemails this week. We are back with voicemails and more Deathly Hallows theories. What the hell is this?
From the MuggleCast News Center in New York,
oh my God.
Is a special news alert from MuggleNet.com. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows will be released on July 21st, 2007.
Mike, is that true?
Yeah.
You're serious?
Oh, I'm deathly serious.
It can't be true, ladies and gentlemen. I refuse to believe it. Book 7 is going to be released July 21st, 2007. Is everybody sad?
I am.
I mean, personally, I this is really the beginning of the end now.
Yeah, it's bittersweet.
This is, it is. It's kind of a shame. Mikey, welcome back to the show, by the way.
Thank you.
We're going to have you on as a special guest today. Ben and Jamie aren't able to be here. But it was announced this morning that Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows will be released on July 21st. Kevin Steck, your initial reaction, please.
No, I couldn't believe it was so soon. I mean, I could have sworn it was going to be 2008.
Wait, hold on. This goes out to Joe. Don't want to be a fool for you. Just another book in your series for clues. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie. Don't let it beat your lie. Bye, bye, bye. Don't want to really make it tough. I just want to tell you that I've not had enough. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie. Don't let it beat your lie. All right, so that's my little song to Joe.
Wow.
Listen, we gotta get a little in sync here on the show every once in a while. So anyway, Kevin, what were you saying?
I couldn't believe it was so soon. I could have sworn it was gonna be 2008, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everyone, initial reactions around the internet was that everyone was a little upset.
I wasn't upset.
People are like, it's too soon, it's too soon. Me personally, I think we've all known that it would probably be out this summer, if not just later this year. I mean, here we are now. So
you know what, Kevin? I'm still waiting for it to be a dream. I think Kevin went over on his since he has Windows Vista now. I think he went over he was testing Windows Vista and went on her text only site and changed and added that news post just to fool the world. Kevin,
oh yeah,
Windows Vista.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about that? It's not it's not like Joe. It was just very generic. It was just like, hey, book 7, July 21st. See you later.
It was just on the site. Yeah, it was just there. Very plain. No games, no hangman, no nothing.
Right. There's very little fanfare. And, you know, we would have expected, like, with the Half-Blood Prince release, we saw there was a game we had to play, right?
Yeah, something like that.
And the message came in a Christmas card, didn't
it? I'm not even worried about playing games. I mean, if she would have said anything beyond the exact date and time that, you know, because we last heard, oh, you know, she's significant, you know, decent way through the book and stuff. I feel the way most fans feel about, you know, I'm guessing, is that we weren't even under the impression that she was anywhere near done, or let alone complete enough to have a manuscript to the publisher and start printing or anything like that. I mean, I wasn't under the impression that she was more than three quarters of the way through the book, but now that she, you know...
I'm guessing that we're going to get a more personal introduction to it from her, because it's... I mean, reading this again, it seems as though a marketing firm wrote this.
No, I was going to say, it seems very corporate. You go to the site, and then it's like, it will be released at 1 minute after midnight.
Kevin, it was you, wasn't it?
On Saturday, July 21st.
Admit it, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Admit it, Kevin, because I don't want it to be true, and I want to blame somebody I know, so please, Kevin.
You can blame me if you want.
I'll forgive you.
Eric, are you gonna be seeing this in New Zealand?
That's the problem too. This is another date in.
You're not gonna have the
no,
book.
I have awesome. School, and it's not going to be summer vacation here, so I won't get this. I won't get to be.
Oh.
We do get the Order of the Phoenix like 2 days before you, just because of the time difference, and movies come out here on Thursday. But the book and everything, I'm not going to be able to do anything really because I have school, and it's not.
Oh,
summer
I'm sure
vacation.
You'll manage the time.
I think so. I hope so. Because
you can do it.
It's just, this is another date. I mean, this is just, it's a week after the movie. I hate this. I full out hate.
The month of July.
Well, it's interesting, okay, because you're right. You're exactly right. A week after July 13th, we're all going to be standing in line for the book, waiting for midnight to strike. And I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. Nobody really expected it this soon. Now, we had heard, and I'm not sure if I ever brought this up on the show, we had heard that she wanted it to be around 7707, but because of the landing bombings, she didn't want to put it on 7707. So it would come out at least soon after, and that source apparently was correct.
Just the thing about 7707, even though I loved it, despite the London bombings too, I think if we had to put up with a movie book, you know, release dates very similar. I kind of like the idea that the movie comes before the book, because as opposed to the other way around, where the book comes before the movie. Or I'm not sure. What do you guys think about it?
I agree.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Agree because the book is the of bigger course, thing. Yep. The book's the bigger thing, so you wouldn't want that release first.
Because, and on top of that, think. Look at the price of the book. It's $35. So
yeah, let's
so
talk about hefty. That.
Do, how much do you price? Really want?
Well, what about the deluxe edition?
Yeah,
that's expensive too. That's like 65. That's
you
ridiculous.
Know what, guys, the other thing,
in the words of Jamie, does it come with a free universe too? That's what he would say right here.
Well, it seems to me they're playing it so that they're not lightening people's wallets too much before the book. Whereas if they release a book first, you're giving up $35 to the Harry Potter franchise, and now you're probably less likely to go see a movie that's $8 because you just unloaded $35 for a book.
Wait, you know? What are you saying? So that's the reason that the book's coming after the
no,
movie?
No, I'm just saying it's good that they have the book coming
yeah,
after
it's one
the
of
movie.
One of the fortunate.
It's, yeah, it's one of.
Well, also chronologically, the movie Order of the Phoenix is before
oh,
Deathly Hallows.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to get the book, read it, and then go back in time in the history, you know, in the timeline.
After, yeah.
The movie. And plus, all once you see the characters in the film and say, like, Harry dies in book 7, and then, you know,
you're going to see him. It's
you go in the movie 5, you're like, but he dies! This movie's not fun anymore. Ow. So, yeah.
That's going to ruin the last two movies.
I don't think so.
What do you guys make of the price? $35. From what I see here, Half-Blood Prince retailed for $30, so it's a $5 difference. Maybe not that big of a deal, but why would they raise the price? Anyone ideas, Kevin?
Bigger book,
bigger distribution.
Do you think so? Because
I mean, yeah.
But wouldn't bigger distribution bring the cost down?
Well, not necessarily, because if they want to, if they have plans to distribute it to a wider audience faster, then you have to account for the cost of, you know, translators
and
stuff like that. Exactly, yeah. The switching covers, stuff like that. So,
well, plus the promotional costs. Like, what's going to cost them to promote the book? I mean, that's a fact.
That's true,
I don't
yeah.
think that they'll actually have to promote this book, to be honest. I mean,
no, but they do promote the books. So if they're going to go for a more aggressive promotional campaign, then maybe the extra $5 makes sense. Although, you're right, they wouldn't need to promote the book, and they would still sell just as many copies.
Not to mention
going
that
back to 2008. Oh, sorry, Kevin.
I was just gonna say the $35 price tag makes Scholastic's 2007 fiscal year look real nice.
Oh, gee, well,
it's well, it's true. Everyone knows that Scholastic has been almost supported by the Harry Potter franchise. I mean, it's their big seller.
Yeah.
So I know that I've seen reports prior to this that that said that a lot of book companies are struggling, and you know, Harry Potter has been like the saving grace. So
about
good
cost of production? I mean, if this book is 100 or even 200 pages longer than Half-Blood Prince,
I hope
you really
not.
Think
that's
it
the
will?
Thing. If I liked the speculation in the news post that because of the price, it might be a longer book, but I don't think that's realistic. If it's a longer book, why isn't she waiting until 2008 to release it? Why isn't she taking her time with it? I feel that that maybe the publishers or somebody have rushed J.K., or not rushed her, but I wish there was more time that, because the last thing we heard from her, and I just do not think, I mean, I'm under the impression that even though she's had all this in her head for 13 years, I still don't think she's had enough time to write it. I would really like her to just take more time on this.
Well, you don't know how much of the final book was written beforehand, though, and all she has to do is go back and make changes.
It's true.
And she's had the final chapter written for, what, 10 years now? Over 10 years now? So she's had a distinct roadmap to follow. So
I mean, she's done fine on the previous book, so I trust that when she releases it, it's going to be good. You know?
Well, it's going to be good. I'm not debating, but I just think it's too soon. I really, really do.
And what about just $35 because it's more expensive, it's the final book, and because Scholastic can charge that price?
That's yeah.
Right, right. I mean, honestly, they could sell it for 50, they could sell it 40, for 50, yeah. 40. I was going to say 100, but 100's a bit outrageous.
Yeah, I would buy it, absolutely.
I'm looking – the deluxe edition also retailed for $60. So both of these books had $5 price increases, so – which I guess is...
But the thing is, though, these book companies, or not the companies, but the stores that sell them offer so many discounts anyway. It's always like 40% off if you go to Borders. You know, you're saving absolutely. Money as it is, so you're not going to end up paying the full $35 if you're smart.
It's sort of like the...
You can get it for $19 Amazon, yeah, so...
Yeah. Yeah, what's that telling you about how many things can just be taken off like they mean nothing as far as costs? You know.
No, that's just. But I mean, that's just Amazon buying so many from Scholastic that they get a bulk discount and can offer.
You think so, or is it the fact that
That's absolutely the reason. Because didn't we have a story about a small book, you know, stores not
struggling
selling it because they are just
they can't offer the discounts.
Outsold by the bigger stores where the discounts are just so much more.
Right.
Cheers, Mikey.
Yeah. Good point, Mikey. That's a 46% off savings. Getting by pre-ordering at Amazon, although they don't really sponsor us, so pre-order at Borders. But anyway, moving along. Is everyone excited? Does anyone have a feeling I'm excited, but
I'm disappointed. The month of July, it's like, that's cool. It's like Eric said, it's a week apart. I'm kind of like, I was like trying to make plans, figure out what I was going to do for the movie. You know, I live in California, so me and Alex from the Remus Lupins were talking about having a Wizard Rock show in front of the theater and doing stuff like that. Well, now he started talking to, you know, libraries already for that instead of the movie. So we're kind of like, they're so close together, you know.
You know, Mikey, that's a great example.
Of what?
Well, it is. He was saying, you know, Alex.
The Harry Potter parties that you and your friends have because a new movie's
what
coming
parties?
Out.
You what know, are you talking
about?
We don't have parties.
We don't party. We stay in our homes all night.
California, we do. In California,
okay,
we do.
Yeah, that's how they do it in California. But
that's how we roll out here in Cali.
Yeah, this is something I do feel compelled to mention, though. If we did want to party, look at the timing, because we do have a place to party in Canada.
Immediately
after. Not only will it be after the movie,
will
feature – it's probably the gathering that will happen the soonest. Is that a word? The most soon. After the book and movie release, it's gonna be like amazing. People are gonna be get together and be like, "Oh my god, I never saw that coming!" And flipping out with each other, and it's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, they're gonna have to change quite a few of those panels.
Well, they're gonna need to. Well, that's the other thing too. Formal programming for Prophecy. They won't. I mean, the deadline is like, I think they're extending it to Valentine's Day or something. So you have like 14 more days. But the problem with that is that, you know, nobody really knows enough to talk about, like, to actually do, like, a program. Right. So I'm thinking you should probably register now and just seriously get on that after you read the book, but I'm not recommending that.
I think the Decade of Enchantment Ball is going to have a little extra meaning, since it's going to be, like, the end
of Harry Potter.
Yeah, it is the end.
And the whole theme of the Decade of Enchantment Ball is 10 years of Harry Potter.
God. Oh, geez,
so really,
yeah.
it has been a 10-year ride, if you think about
it. The ball's sold out, though, so...
Well, no, they're
it is. Well,
they're
trying
getting
to get
more tickets.
More tickets.
There'll be about 200, I think.
Yeah,
I need to
very
find
nice.
A way
they're
to Prophecy.
On it.
I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, Mike. You know, actually, funny story. I regrettably edited out of the show, episode 74, you saying, you asking Joe for another update, correct?
Oh, yep. That wasn't in the show.
And you edited it out?
Because the part of that show was messy, and I was like, okay, you know what, forget it. And so, Micah, although the rest of the world didn't hear you, she heard you. I think this leads me to believe that she listens in on our Skype conversations.
Yeah.
Actually, I forgot. I sent her the unedited version of MuggleCast. She likes having it a couple days early than everyone else.
Then she doesn't think very highly of us.
Badly enough. Not only that, but badly enough. That
yeah. Yes,
as
Mikey.
A fan, though, I mean, it's just a. It's an action-packed.
It
July,
is. Yeah,
I think.
That's what I was gonna say.
You're probably starting off. And I was talking to somebody about this before, though. The end of June, beginning of July, you're looking at the UK premiere. Then the next week, you're looking at the US premiere. Then the next week is Enlightening / the release of the movie. Then the next week, you're looking at Deathly Hallows. And then 2 weeks after that, you're at Prophecy.
Is Joe going to have another reading in early August, too? Why not?
Best July ever.
Wrap everything up. Yeah. Yeah, it will be. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, that's the general consensus from the visitors on the site is that it's too soon.
I guess we just feel...
I don't understand. I see where they're coming from, but I can't feel surprised because we knew this was coming.
Did we?
Well, everyone was saying 2007, so we at least knew this year. Most people assumed that it would be in the summer because all the books have been released.
Right, but whereas...
At least I assume so. Maybe
yeah,
I can't speak for
who here wouldn't have been more than willing to wait till 2008? I don't know.
I would have. I would have waited.
I would have waited as well.
I just feel it's
well,
so close together with the movie that it just... It just
and people who... I mean, you'll get to see the movie, but you won't be seeing the movie 5 or 10 times if you really like it because you'll be preparing for whatever you're doing with the book.
I don't think that's going to stop people, though. I mean...
No. I think he raises a good point, though, because... If people don't make it out premiere weekend to see the movie and they're, you know, a general Harry Potter fan, you're going
to
be focused more on the book that following
you
weekend than you are on
the movie.
The
7 million things that JKR has just been leading us
yeah,
on
but
with
but the so. Question is can you put down that book for the 2 hours and go see a movie? I don't think I'd have a problem with that because I'm one of those.
You got to kind of get into it, especially if it's the newest book. You got to set aside the time.
But do you really want to read it in a whole chunk, or do you want to slowly enjoy it?
We've always tried to pretend, and at least in the beginning episodes, we were under the impression that there was a distinguished audience of people who really would just see the movies and not read the books, but also then the book people who you know weren't really into the movies. So what I was saying was kind of that there are enough people, and even people that aren't Harry Potter fans, but families that would still see the Harry Potter movies, so I'm worried if, like, Warner Brothers actually isn't that upset about this date, because they'll still get, like, families, you know, if there aren't any other family films opening that weekend or open in theaters, you know, they're still going to get a lot of business.
And there's going to be a ton of cross-promotion in the media. I mean, not so much between Scholastic and Warner Brothers, but just think about it on the news, all the promotion that
they're
going to be handing each other. Oh, the movie comes out today. By the way, the book in 1 week. Oh, the book came out today. Oh, and coincidentally, the movie came out last week. It's in theaters. It made this much.
I just don't see them getting hurt by the book that much. I think
no, I neither of these, in my opinion, are going to hurt the other. It's just stupid.
But at the same time, putting them together is just as stupid, I think.
Well, just shows you that, you know, it's stupid because Joe did it.
Yeah, well, did she do it or was...
No, I don't think she did it.
What is it then, Micah?
Well,
do you think
let's... Hold on. This is just, to keep the... You know, let the fans know that we're still alive. We have much more to talk about on MuggleCast 75, this and the what does this mean for the cover?
I don't know, but I can't wait to see it.
It came out in June with Half Blood Prince, so that was a good 6 months after the release date was announced. So I guess we're gonna
That's understandable because of all the editing that has to go into the book and
right and the. And she has to read the book.
Well, Mary does, the UK. But I did notice that, in the placeholder that Bloomsbury put up.
Well, let's hope the same things happen.
Yeah, that's true. The
Harry lives in one and dies in the other. Yeah.
That would be hot. That would be amazing.
In the US version, Harry lives. In the UK version, Harry dies.
People would just be dumbfounded. It would even be like, what? Or it's like one typo between the books.
Yeah, and it determines like, the whole thing. I think you have something there, Mikey.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
But don't worry. The last word will still be Scar in both books, so it's going to be okay.
Yeah, it'll just be... Yeah.
Of course, we're going to have more coverage on episode 75 of MuggleCast, and also Ben and Laura will be back to put their thoughts in about what this release date means for the summer. Mikey, thanks for joining us today.
Not a problem.
We always can count on you, and I'm sure we'll have you again in the future. And by the way, everyone liked you on episode 73. Enjoyed your co-hosting skills. So.
My theory that of the release date, which obviously didn't happen.
Yes.
My wonderful release date.
I don't know how much
you're
going to like you now. Theories. When the decent right. theories.
I feel your pain, Mikey.
I think we all feel his pain.
Decent theories are not a requisite to be on the show. But, you know, the other thing I did, if anybody wants to view a little editorial, I put it up on my site that I bought out for us, verydeathlyhallows.net. Put a little editorial out on my feelings, but that wasn't to, like, you know, upstage you guys or understage you guys or anything like that, but I just wanted to put it out because that was, you know, when I woke up this morning, it was actually this morning that I found it out because it's February 2nd over here, and...
Okay,
so basically, I woke up and those were my immediate stream of consciousness thoughts, so I would, yeah... VeryDeathlyHallows.net.
Can I just add one more thing?
Sure.
I think it would be nice in the upcoming week to get a more personal response in Joe's diary.
Yes. I agree too. Yeah, I think we all agree that.
I think we will. I think she wants to see the fan reaction first before she starts maybe saying how if the book
either
is
that or she's
and all that.
Like busy writing. You know, and she
she's like, okay, now that I. Now
it's like now that I committed.
Right, she was so exhausted. She just called up her editor. She called up Lightmaker and said, "Just post this for me, please." All right. Well, like I said, we'll have much more coverage on episode 75 of MuggleCast for release this Sunday. So, thanks everyone for listening. I'm Andrew Sims.
I'm Kevin Steck.
I'm Eric Skull. Cheers.
I'm Mike Tannenbaum.
And I'm Mikey B.
Goodbye. We'll see everyone in a few days.
Bye.